from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on Startup Report today is Leah Winter, the co-founder of Winter Innovations. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So you are the first of our series of spotlighting the folks in the Tampa Bay Wave Tech Diversity cohort. How did you find out about this the cohort?
So I actually met Dr. Richard Manassi at a pitch competition event back last year in 2019. And so that was my first introduction to him, gave him the whole startup pitch. And I think it went well because we formed a relationship. He's become a mentor to our company. And so we were really excited when we were accepted to this year's tech diversity cohort.
Great. And you're in the medical device space. Before we get into that, let's go back a little bit to the beginning. You went and got a degree and an MBA. So kind of what was the genesis of starting a company?
Sure. So my background is biomedical engineering. I earned an undergrad degree in BME from the University of Pittsburgh, and then I earned a dual MBA and a Master's of Science in biomedical engineering degree from the University of Tennessee, and completed that degree in May of 2019. So a little bit over a year ago. When we graduated, my co-founder and I both took the leap to pursue our venture full-time. So it's been a little bit over a year, but the founding story of our company goes back a little bit, really all the way to high school. So I was very involved in sports growing up. I was a three-sport athlete. I played soccer, ice hockey, and lacrosse. So I really lived for sports, but suffered a hamstring tear during a soccer game during high school. And fortunately, my best friend's dad is the team orthopedic surgeon for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So made a house call for the injury, had treatment, and made a full recovery. I was able to play in the last two soccer games of the season. And this really inspired me to pursue biomedical engineering. I thought I had wanted to go to medical school, but I wanted to learn how to develop tools and technologies to help athletes like myself recover from sports injuries. So that's why I decided to go to Pitt and major in biomedical engineering. And while I was an undergrad, I actually interned for an orthopedics medical device company where I worked in R&D, and I did a lot of hands-on product testing. And one thing that I noted was very tedious and inaccurate was the stitching. So I worked with these stitching products, and there was a day in the lab when I was struck and I said, this is really how surgeons are doing the procedure. There has to be a better way. So use that for inspiration for my senior design project. When I came back for my final year of undergrad, started prototyping, and then knew I wanted to go to graduate school. And it was at the University of Tennessee when I teamed up with Preston, who's my co-founder and my sweetheart. We actually met when we were both working for the orthopedics company down in Florida. So there's some cool connections to Florida. But we started competing in pitch competitions, won enough startup capital to actually found our company. And like I said, now we've been working full-time for a little over a year.
Very cool. A few things to unpack in there. So when you started the journey in school, was starting your own company always going to be on the path? Or is that something you kind of changed that came into your awareness during the journey?
If you would have asked me as an undergrad engineer if I would ever start a company or be even standing in front of people pitching my product and my company, I would have said you were crazy. But now, really, when it's something that you're passionate about and love, I really enjoy doing this. So,
when did the light bulb come on that you could make this your own company and go down that road?
So we initially founded the company during our first year in grad school. Our grad degree programs were 2 years. So the first pitch competition that I won was the second month of the grad degree program. And so I think that was when we kind of said, we have something here. By the time we graduated, we had won $70,000 in funding from different pitch competitions. We actually went around a circuit, and to date, we've won 12 pitch competitions and almost $150,000. So the pitch competitions were really when we said, we've got something here. This is something that we can dedicate our careers to.
And presumably you were thinking about the potential for a company before even entering the pitch competitions, because that's kind of why you entered them, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. So working with someone that you are also partnered with, across the board, what's that experience like?
It's actually really good. So we work together so well. It's not just someone who you're working with during the day and then you go back home and see the rest of your family or something. We're really in this together. We're in the trenches, experiencing the highs and lows. I don't know how I would do it without Preston.
And a lot of times, you know, one of the things that co-founders have said that makes them succeed more is having a very clear delineation between who's doing what and what roles they have, so that it's not sort of the same people doing the same thing, which is where you can run into, you know, to friction. So how do you divide the work up between yourselves?
My expertise and my role, I am the CEO and technical co-founder with a biomedical engineering degree and background. And then Preston's background is in supply chain and business analytics. So he's more the financial side of it. His title is chief operations officer. But what do those titles mean in a startup?
So yes.
it's really nice that we kind of have the overlap of the business and the MBA. So that's kind of where the roles do blend.
How have you found the experience? Obviously, it's sort of the academic world makes it a nice, easy transition into doing the pitch competitions. And as you said, there's kind of a circuit, and it's, congrats on being so successful in that circuit. So what do you feel some of the emerging challenges of you know, as you move out of that sort of you know, academic comfort zone and the pitch competitions up to working with angels? And I believe you did get a little bit of angel investment, but sort of trying to grow and get out into the world. How have you found that?
So the transition from going from being like a student entrepreneur to a full-time entrepreneur was something that Preston and I, we really sat down and said, what can help us with this transition? So Tampa Bay Wave is actually our second national accelerator program that we've done. The first one, right out of graduate school, we participated in 0 to 510, which is an accelerator focused on medical device companies and helping them go from ideation to getting ready to prepare for a 510K submission, which is the expedited clearance pathway for medical devices. And so that was so helpful for us to say, this is kind of our transition. It was an accelerator true to the name. It really took us from, we had some prototypes and we're starting to build it out, but now we have established contract manufacturing and have come a really long way in a year since we completed that program.
Cool. And you named the company Winner Innovations. You have a flagship product. So as you talk to investors, or as you thought through it, did you want to lead with that we are going to be a devices company versus just focusing on the one product? And is the idea that people who invest will get, you know, can expect a continuing evolution of different products?
Yeah, so we are focused on succeeding with EasyWhip. This is our first entrepreneurial venture, and we have made a lot of traction. The product is really locked down right now. We're gearing up for our 510K submission, like I mentioned, which is a very huge milestone for us. We do want to continue to innovate in this space. We show the product to surgeons, and their first reaction is, why didn't I think of this? It's a very simple product if you take a look at our website, but it's something that can really improve patient outcomes. And then they also say there are a lot of other overlooked aspects of surgery that are ripe for innovation. And that's our plan, is to take this and run with it and continue to innovate.
And I guess, speaking of EasyWhip, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Winter Innovations is a medical device startup, and we're developing simple orthopedic tools to improve patient outcomes. We are launching our first product called EasyWhip. It's a patent-pending surgical suturing device intended to simplify and standardize complex stitching of ligaments and tendons, often associated with repair of sports injuries. So things like ACL and Achilles tendon surgery. And the device itself is actually a two-part suturing needle. This design allows the user to connect the portions to have a loop of suture and separate the ends to have a straight length of suture, which is not possible right now.
And a lot of great products hit, especially in the medical space, hit the buzzsaw of sales. You know, lots of people in doctors and surgeons' ears constantly with you know, innovative products. So how do you feel that you're going to attack that front to actually get your product in front of enough surgeons?
So we're starting off with a limited market release, which is our first plan, to start with surgeons that we already have connections with, warm leads, introductions from our investors. We actually have a hospital system on our cap table, which is a huge strategic investment, which I think will really help us get our first surgeons and initial traction. And then from there, we'll be able to learn about the sales process, continue to tweak the product if it needs any changes or the packaging. And then really that will be our switch to actually grow, expand geographically. Our ultimate goal is for this product to be added to a portfolio of a larger company or entered into with a distribution agreement to help us scale nationwide. It's really a niche product that fits well as a portfolio filler.
Got it. So with that in mind then, are there, you know, being sort of, you know, just out of college and hipper, we'll say, are there marketing methodologies that you can employ, obviously social media or, you know, specialty subject matter on places like YouTube? Are there modern ways to reach the surgeons that you're identifying, or is it really kind of still the tried and true, get the distributors, get the name value, and that's why it makes sense as a portfolio add-on for another company?
That's a very interesting and timely question. A lot of medical devices, as you know, are different. It's a lot of direct sales, going into the operating room, offering your product for sale. But coronavirus has changed that quite a bit. A lot of the annual meetings and trade shows now are going virtual. So the American Academy of Sports Medicine Surgeons, that annual meeting was actually held virtually. And so I think a lot of surgeons now are open to having meetings like this and webinars. And so that is something that we've been thinking about for our marketing strategy.
Very cool. So what's your experience been thus far with Wave? I know you're only a couple of weeks into it, but how's it been thus far?
Really good. So this week is actually the second full week of programming. The kickoff was great. We had a mentor surge where we got to do speed dating with a lot of the mentor network. And I think that's one of the biggest values that Tampa Bay Wave offers, is the group of people who will come and offer their support, whether they're a subject matter expert, a successful past entrepreneur. So we've already had probably 15 meetings with different mentors, and we're only at the second full week.
Cool. Well, I've enjoyed the conversation, and welcome to, you know, the Wave. The only suggestion I might make for the company is that you should really think about moving to Tampa or St. Pete, because it's pretty awesome down here. So I know up in Tennessee is great too, but you're always welcome here, and we'll keep an eye on you, and best of luck with the rest of the Tampa Bay Wave Diversity Program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
From stpetecatalyst.com.